If wind or din ever find it meddling alone, she fell in the sea, the macht is not wrong. She even is out of here, she
Pat here tonight, holding down the fort at Schulte Gale on every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. And I'm the lucky man pulling tonight's shift. We're doing a little bit of a Christmas theme tonight, and that was the new CD from Irish Christmas in America, The Show. And they were in town this past weekend and put on a great show, some traditional Irish music and dance and a lot of fun. And so that's your new CD. And the first song was sung by the lovely Niamh Farrell, and then the whole band, which consists of Niamh and Seamus Begley and Sean Gavin, Grania Hambly and Samantha Harvey and Oisin McDermott. So some great talent there, some great players and singers and dancers. And then we ended up with himself, the legend, Mr. Seamus Begley from the legendary Begley family down in Dingle, in there in County Kerry. I tell you what, he alone would have been worth it to see. He just is a hoot. The guy is one funny man. And just really enjoyable. So it was a good time, and it's going to continue. The good times are going to continue this December because the Irish Dance Theater is going to be in production here. Well, it is in production now for their third Christmas special, and this one is called The Celtic Gift. And just sitting down in the studio now is the co-director himself, Martin Percival. So, Martin, just welcome tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Pat. How are you?
No, fine, thanks. How are you holding up now? I know you've got I know the gang. You have people down in your studio from Moscow to Montreal, to all these great pro dancers who are coming in town and have been auditioning, I think, since around Thanksgiving, right?
That's right.
And they'll be on the stage starting next week, right? First show's up in mountains?
Yes, first show's at Beaver Creek on Sunday, 16th.
On Sunday. Yep. Sunday, great. Well, we'll give the details to all the different shows and that, but how's it going? Is everything, I mean, you got these people coming in from all over the world, and you've got a show to put on, and your dance theater, I tell you, I know it's going to be good, because I've seen your work, and trust me, people, I it's amazing. I mean, Martin has an accent, but he lives here in town now, and I think he's a proper Yankee Doodle, aren't you?
I am. That's right. As of October,
you got your American citizenship. He was Michael Flatley's right hand man, taking the lead in the Lord of the Dance, and he's been in Riverdance. He's quite a name in the business, and he ended up in Denver, and started a dance school. But then you took a little break, right?
I did. Yeah, I really enjoyed the teaching. I really enjoyed it. But it did really well. It was very super successful. But I decided to go into real estate for a little bit, and that was great. But now the creative juices are flowing again, and I need Irish dance is in my blood, and I have to do it.
Right. Yeah. It's good to acknowledge that, and to it's. Your Irish Dance Theater is really a unique company. It's not just another. We have plenty of great dance schools around, I think, in our neck of the woods, but this is different. I mean, you're talking about professional dancers who are going to an avenue for them to go out and express their creativity, and go work on different productions and tour and that.
Tell me what
inspired you to take that.
Well, my partner's he's a ballet dancer, a former ballet dancer, right, with Miami City Ballet. Beautiful, beautiful dancer. Yeah. But we obviously have a lot in common with being in the professional dance world. And I love the way ballet companies are organized, because the dancers get to work under different choreographers, different ballets, that kind of thing. In Irish dance, we've got Lord of the Dance and River Dance, and then 100 spin-offs. But there's one show that kind of tours all the time, and what we want to do is to be able to showcase as much talent involved in the Irish dance community, with choreographers and dancers as well. So it's just. And I know, as from a dancer's perspective, it's more interesting to be able to do different work. So that's what we're excited about. And then, of course, if you've got seasonal productions, you can do things like a Christmas show, which is amazing, I'm super blown away by the Nutcracker. It's everywhere in America. But we're putting our own spin on it. The Irish dancers need to be doing their Christmas show, and that's what we're doing. It's a great project. We're excited about where the company can go.
Right. What was the quote in the Irish dance magazine about...
It's like Riverdance meets the Nutcracker.
Right.
It's true. It is.
I tell you, I was talking to Mary Ryan, another realtor, but she's from Ireland, and we were talking about you. She was at your show last year, and we just bumped into each other the other night, and we were talking about just the quality of Irish dance theater productions, and when I saw, the schools do some great things. I love them, and they really do a really wonderful job. But you know, this the amount of creativity and talent on the stage in that was just pretty darn amazing. You know, from the dance, you know, to the music, you know, kind of getting that. In some cases, you know, some of the classic music, and to try to get it synced up where you can actually dance. You know, I mean, because you know, I mean, you might not be able to do a reel and a jig,
right,
to Jingle Bells.
Yes.
You know, but you really your song selections and that. Who's working on your music this year?
Well, our composer for the last 2 years has been Trevor Rutkowski. He's local, mm-hmm, as well. Phenomenal orchestration, yeah, of work, and it's just beautiful. But we've had some help this year also from Colin Farrell from Florida, and you know, he's a brilliant musician.
Yeah, originally brilliant. From
yes, of course.
Back
in my neck of the
back
world.
In
yeah.
your neck across
yeah.
the foam.
Across,
yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's helped us out, and we've added a few tunes and everything. We changed the tempo of the yeah. show a little bit as well, which is great. And we've expanded the storyline, so
yeah.
the music's vital to yeah. what's going on. You know, it's where we start, always where we get the inspiration.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Colin was down at Spanish Peaks this past September, and teaching and performing down there, and got to meet him and hear his he's a brilliant player, you know, and a good great guy too, you know. So delighted for you that you were able to get him to work on the project. I know you've got some music there. Let's do this. Let's first tell people the dates. And so you're gonna start out. This is the Celtic Gift, presented by the Irish Dance Theater, and the Celtic Gift will be first up. It will be up in Beaver Creek at the Vilar Performing Arts Center on December 16th. What day is that?
A Sunday.
That's Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll be this Sunday, December 16th, up in Beaver Creek. So if you're going to be up in Eagle County skiing, or you've got friends up there, or family or whatever, that might really just top off the day, you know, walking around Beaver Creek, little village there, and then going over to the Vilar Center to see the awesome Celtic Gift show. And then the next night, you'll be in Breckenridge, December 17th, at the Riverwalk Center. Excuse me. And at the Boulder Theater on the 19th, and at the Paramount Theater on the 21st, and up in Fort Collins on December 22nd. Excuse me.
It's a nice little tour, definitely.
Yeah, I'll say. Now, where can people go online to get tickets?
The best place to go is irishdancetheatre.com. We've got a list of all, and you can click on the individual links, or just check out our Facebook page as well, Irish Dance Theatre.
All right. Well, I tell you what, and I understand you want to give away some tickets tonight.
Would love to, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we'll take some calls, and it just be... See, the Denver studio, now we're down here in Denver. We switch over tonight because we're down here in Denver, so we're out of the Denver studio. It's 303-825-0619. So that's 303-825-0619. So if you want to call, and you can get tickets to our, if the Boulder show works for you, you can do Boulder show. If Beaver Creek or Fort Collins or Denver, whatever it may be, okay? Martin aims to please.
I do, absolutely.
All right, well, get some music queued up. Is this from the last year's show or something?
No, this is from this year. This is actually Colin and his band, yeah.
All right. Awesome. Well, here we go. Let's fire out here, see what we get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was sweet. We just had a call in. If you tried calling in, somebody's calling in here right now. But hang on a second, and we'll try here in a second. Let's put on some more music, all right? And then we'll just take another call or two here. So some people are ringing off the hook. Want to go to the show? And you know, I tell you what, it's worth it for them to do that. All right, here we go. KGU. Hey, Joy. Yeah, they'll be in the front. They'll be in the front desk. They'll be no. They'll be at the front desk at Boulder Theater when you come in. Just in the box office. You're on the guest list. The personal guest list of Boulder Theater. Martin Percy. You are most welcome. Me too. Bye bye. Oh, somebody else is calling. Casey and you. Yeah, I can picture him now dancing all over the place. You know, I tell you, that's just great. I really can. I can just, it's some great music. And thank you so much for bringing that in. Tell us a little bit about the storyline, because you change the story every Christmas. So you, yeah. It's a new production, so the people who were there last year and saw that great production in Denver, it's different than.
Yeah, it for us, it's we're always developing it. You know, we're never ever going to be happy. It's just, you know, professional. That's part of the job, you know. But we decided this year to really expand it. It's a holiday fairy tale told through Irish dance. So, you know, we have a magical land where the king has died, and we've got princes who may become the next king, and there's a bit of a battle that goes on, and, you know, general sibling rivalry and that kind of thing. So we've got some great characters. And
yeah. A battle, huh? So,
yeah.
Okay, I'm sure there's not a big rat that's going to jump out there and battle. So,
excuse me.
Hello, how are you doing, Dave?
I'm great, how are you?
See, Dave came in here to get some tickets for the, probably for the Denver show, huh?
I came in here to get this box.
Oh, well, I tell you, if you only knew what we were talking about, you know, you'd go like, no, I'm in on some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've had here, this is Martin Percival in the studio today, and we're live on air, and we're talking about his production of... Irish Dance Theater's Christmas show called The Celtic Gift. So we are talking, we're playing some music, we're giving away some tickets, and just having a great old time. Oh, now he's getting shy.
Yeah, right.
Look at the. I told him we're live on air. And well, all right. Well, listen in the back room, Dave. I'm sure you want to go. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Pat.
Yeah. So anyways, tell us about the cast. And like as I mentioned when we first talking about that, I mean, you've got people really in. I mean, from Moscow, Montreal. I was looking all over the place. Tell me a little bit about some of the dancers.
Yeah. Well, like you said, from we've got our first Russian dancer, Sergei. Yeah. You know, it's brilliant, Pat, that we had so much interest in from the dancers auditioning for the show. You know, we put out a casting call, and we were overwhelmed by the response that we got. Really, and I'm just delighted with the caliber of dancers that we have this year. We just seem to go from strength to strength. So, and I love giving Irish dancers the opportunity to develop as performers, and you know, really inhabit a role and a character, which you know, we don't do that at a fesh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
you've
a
got
step
some characters
in the right
at your fesh. Is up.
There's definitely characters at a fesh, but they're not. Performing themselves on a stage, so it's an interesting challenge for Irish dancers to let loose and perform. You know, it's been in my blood for a while. I've been a performer for a long time now, but you know, for some of these dancers, it's their first professional foray. Great. Yeah.
Okay, that's for that. I'm just really excited. I'm gonna tell people one more time where the Celtic Gift is going to be on stage. It's starting out this Sunday. It's going to be in Breckenridge. It's Sunday at Beaver Creek, December 16th at the Vilar Performing Arts Center. Then the 17th is going to be over at Breckenridge at the Riverwalk Center. On the 19th, it's going to be down in Boulder, at the Boulder Theater, and on the 21st, it's going to be in Denver at the Paramount Theater, and then they're going up to Fort Collins on December 22nd to the Lincoln Center. So, there's some direct links up at the irishdancetheater.com, so that's probably your best bet is just to go there. Instead, if I tried to read you all these links, we'd all be pulling our hair. So just go to www.irishdancetheater.com. Now,
that's the Irish spelling.
The Irish spelling of theater. Yes, the old style is theatre. So it's just at the end instead of ter. It's tre. So again, irishdancetheater.com. Go there, get the information. Book your tickets. Tell your friends and families about it. And I just know, people, this is going to be awesome. Okay, so this is not, oh, should it go? Will it be good? Yeah, it's going to be somewhere between great and awesome.
Thanks, Pat.
Right, I know it is. So
it's a family-friendly show as well. So it is. The kids there as well. Yeah.
All right, right. Yeah, so Michael Flatley's not there.
No. He's, taking a break.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, what we're going to do, people, is we can take, if we've had some calls come in, we've been giving away some tickets. You can have a ticket to any one of the shows if you want to call in here. Martin's going to hang out a bit. We're going to continue on with the show playing some music, but I'm going to give you the number of 303-825-0619. That's 303-825-0619. And you can call in and get some tickets. Martin's still here. And he'd be delighted to give you some tickets to any of his shows coming up this week. Again, it's the Irish Dance Theater Presents The Celtic Gift. And you can check them out and check out all the dates and the links up at irishdancetheater.com. Well, is there anything else you want to add that I missed? Did I miss anything?
No, yeah. That's good. We just want as many people to see the show as possible because it's going to be a great show.
Right, and I'm very excited about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got my tickets. I'm jazzed, so ready to go on it. So I really appreciate you coming in, Martin, take your time. I know you're so busy. All your rehearsals and a zillion people calling and the logistics of putting on all these productions everywhere. I'm so surprised you made it.
I am too, to be honest, Pat. But, you know, it's great. It's great to... It's a good experience for me to be putting on new hats as well.
Well, I tell you, you know, what I've seen so far, you're just doing a brilliant job. Just a brilliant job, and congratulations. I mean, really, it's so proud to see this thing that's based out of Denver, and it's just all these great people from all around the world coming in, and just the creativity and unique things you're doing. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we're Colorado proud.
That's it. That's right. By Colorado people.
Yes.
All right, let's play some music.
Now as the daylight disappears, the best made in news and to see what news and to stay to save you and his born and he said to them when he finds him come back and tell me cause I want to go and adore him too and he was only caught and we wanted to kill him and when he was blown he stopped and he said surely it's not this old stable that a king is born in we were expected a palace.
And right now I want to welcome a couple of fine musicians, actually three of them, joining us. Give us a little bit of Celtic winter music. Yes?
That's right. We're in the middle of a winter tour. I don't know why we picked the winter.
Because it's...
because we love the miserable.
Because it's the time of year when people find out who they are. That's why. And who point. These people are is... Scott here with the fiddle, one of the founding members of a fine band called Silly Wizard. You'd heard him many, many times, maybe without even knowing. Mr. Johnny Cunningham here on the fiddle. Hello. And down on the end, they're joined by guitarist Aidan Brennan. And we're talking here to young Irish singer, grew up in Dublin and got interested in singing. She thought she was going to sing opera, and then she thought, nah. Nah, probably not. She's been over here in America and playing with her band, The Chanting House, and making CDs and recording music. Please welcome Susan McKeon.
Thanks very much. We're going to do a little poem now into a song, another winter love song. And the poem is called Summer Is By. And actually, I got two. This was in a Christmas card I received. Well, I got two Christmas cards. This one was from my mum, who's quite nice. And the other one's from my brother, who's not. And the Christmas message he gave me this year was I opened it, I had a little snowstorm on the front and a small dog looking like it was kind of in trouble and adrift. And when I opened the card, it said, "You're born in pain, you live in fear, and you die alone. Merry Christmas, Johnny." So this song reflects our joy and misery during the festive season. And Summer Is By William Souter. Summer is by, and there's nae mair to tell. Stark on the brae, the stag's bell and the drift blows out of the sky. Summer is by, and gulls frae the waves life o'er with glaistered wing, and cry through the swithering flur of the ending. And in the rack the brackens lie black where they fell. There's nae mair to tell. Summer is by.
John Cunningham, Susan McKeon, and Aidan Brennan.
I was taking a ramble there one day about 3 years ago. It was the middle of the week, I think it was, and I was halfway between Puckon and Nina. I was looking for the Shannon. And I ended up in the mushroom field near Gortalacha. How are you? I stumbled into a fairy ring. Oh, just I couldn't get out. I was there for 3 days and 3 nights, wandering around in circles like a lunatic. I saw a fella come on the road, "Hey John, give us a hand to get out of this old fairy ring." But Jez, he took me by the arm and he led me out onto the road. "Where are you going?" says he. "I don't know," says he. "Jez, I'll go there too." So he took me to Paddy Kennedy's pub in Puckon, into the Snug. Yeah, and he called for a drink. And then I called for a drink, and then he called for another drink, and I called for two drinks, and then we sat down and we had a drink. The old tongue started to loosen up and the old thoughts began to flow, but Jesse, he told me a few of his poems and they were marvellous after a few drinks. Then I sang a song and he put on the jukebox. Jez, I heard this beautiful song, I'd never heard it before. It was all about a summer day in Siam and a rainy day in Soho and a pair of brown eyes and a coffin ship sailing across the broad Atlantic foam. The sick bed of Cuchulain.
Ah, yeah.
And then he went, "It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said, 'Son, I won't see another one.' And then he sang a song, 'The rare old mountain dew.' I turned my eyes away and I thought about you. Got on the lucky one, came in at 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. Happy Christmas. Oh, I love you, baby. There's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind blows right through you, it's no place for the old. When I first took your hand on a cold Christmas Eve, oh, I told you that Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome and pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, the crowd howled for more. Sinatra was swinging and all the crowd they were singing. Oh, we kissed in the corner and danced round the floor. And the boys from the New York Pauley Square were singing, 'Galway Bay.' And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. A little love, a little love, a little love. I could have been someone, and so could anyone. I took my dreams from you when I first met you. I kept them with me, babe, and I put them with my own. I can't make it all alone. I've built my dreams all around you. And you're a bum, you're a punk, you're an owl, whore and junk, lying there under the rip, nearly dead in the bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, me arse, oh, I'd rather be dead. And the boys from the NYPD choir were singing, 'Galway Bay.' And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. Oh, I love you, baby. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. There's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. It's a Shane McGowan from Puckon in the County Tipperary in the Snug. And I took him by the hand and I gazed into his eyes and I kissed him on the lips and I said, Shane, I love you, baby, too.
life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go.
That was the Saw Doctors with Petula Clark. Believe it or not, that's a request. Martin had never heard that song before. Came out a couple of years ago and was a big hit in Ireland. In that, and I just told him, I said, it just reminds me of Grafton Street in the wintertime and in that. So, anyways, we're wrapping it up here tonight. Just a couple of things, a couple other shows going on. Celtic Women's going to be at with the Symphony on December 17th. WIC's annual dance program is going to be on December 16th at Grandview High School in Aurora. Cocannon presents its annual show, Christmas holiday show, at 7:30 at Nisi's in Lafayette. And the Winter Celebration is still humming away. On like their 33rd year, and they'll be at the Joyful Ballroom on December 22nd. So, and of course, we've got the Irish Dance Theater presenting the Celtic Gift. A number of dates, next week. They'll be in Beaver Creek, Breckenridge, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Go to Irish Dance Theater, spelled old style, .com. Thanks again, everybody, for listening tonight. Up next is Musical Munde. Enjoy the show and have a great night.
Chi shemani to shweni mi stwasimi te ko. she's got these, she's too new time. She's in my honey too.